Bentham's primary gift to power was to provide the psychological solution and to remind them of the need for a total solution to the problem of installing rigid, fixed class. And he also contributed to solving the total dilemma by focusing on the physical side of the problem of control by reminding power of the need to always maintain conditions of generalized scarcity and suggesting that it could be accomplished globally. He even drew on Confucius as Kissinger does. Carl Polanyi wrote that Bentham explained to those who hoped to rule us, which he, along with Plato, hoped would one day be philosophers, statesmen, that the role of government is to increase want in order to make the physical sanction of hunger effective. He abhorred crude violence and recommended that power focus on the physical design of the world, to focus on prevention and environmental interventions, as the public health bureaucrats of today might put it, rather than punishment after the fact. It's a matter of simple economics, he said, of efficient use of resources. However, the broader material dimension of control we learned from Albert O. Hirschman in The Passions and the Interests, Political Arguments for Capitalism Before Its Triumph, the broader material dimension of control was addressed first by the creation of the Bill of Exchange, which made transactions liquid across regions. And then, most importantly, we learned from Carl Polanyi in The Great Transformation, was the creation of a single global market by means of the installation of the 19th century gold standard. And a single world market compels everyone, all the people of the world, to eventually come in, making the economy thereby a universal lexicon. All state priorities come to be convertible to that currency. So power's goal is to control what we think, internal control, control what we see in terms of the physical world, what's called reality, which is external control, and control our longing, that which flies between the two and tries to change things, our energy, our will to affect our environment. Power tries to ensure that the will to transform and apply our skills in the physical world is confined within the strict limits given, the strict lines given by them, by rationalism. The sense in which all these paths meet in rationalism is what we'll now be discussing. And that might be a good place to break until next week. And I see now we're going to have to make this a two-parter because my hour's just about up. I wanted also to, as a personal thing, I have a social engagement, a friend of my grandchild, as a party. She's turning 3. And I just want to encourage us to think about, in a very visceral way, the damage work does, the loss of knowing our babies, our children, as they grow. Because when my son was 2 and 3, I didn't get to be with him in the way that I am with these 2 and 3 year olds. Back then, the idea of going to a party for a 3-year-old, I would have dreaded, partly because it means giving up a little bit of the quote unquote free time allowed me by the wage work system. I mean, that was the major thing, I think. I didn't know then what I was losing in not getting to see these powerful babies, and to realize that I needed to learn from them how to be human again. So in stealing our lives by stealing our time, we we have no idea when we're in the midst of it how big the loss, but it's huge. It's the loss of our humanity. They're there to take us by the hand and lead us back to truth. And when a wage work system keeps us from holding on to that hand, we've lost our souls. So we have all to gain in helping Egypt figure out this matter of restructuring the physical world to align it with our full capacities as human beings, every one of us, not a designated few. Until next week, peace.